Well, Phil, 3 points out of four against two very tough teams on the road. I know you'd like four out of four, but you still have to be pleased.
I'm very pleased. I thought it was a gutsy effort by our guys. You know, it was a similar situation where we went from Winnipeg to Minnesota, you know, on a shortened schedule, playing at 5 o'clock. And our travel last night, you know, having to get out to Dulles, and there's some complications getting out, and we got in a little bit late. So it's a credit to our guys. They found a way to win. They really dug in tonight.
I was just talking to Jack about the little things before we talk about the big things. And like Zemgus Girgensons blocking the shot that leads to the empty net goal. The other night he avoids an icing. That leads to a goal. It doesn't show up in the score sheet, but you get those little things from guys that are actually big things, aren't they?
They're huge for our team. You know, we focus on the details all the time, but I just really like the way we started. You know, I think at one point it was 7-1 in shots, and obviously, you know, Linus makes a huge save on the penalty shot, and our penalty kill was excellent again tonight. And you know, we battled through the game. It's a, you know, tough building to win in, and Linus came up big, and Jack's line, and particularly Jack, you know, stepped up another notch tonight. But you know, all those little details do add up.
Have you seen Jack? It seems like he kind of has reached another level, especially the last 10 games or so, not only in the offensive zone, but he breaks up a 2-on-1 with a back check. What's it like for you to watch a game like
that? Well, yeah, and he's just brought his game to another level. You know, especially in under the circumstances tonight, too. Like, he played 24 or 5 minutes last night, and then he comes back and plays almost 20 minutes tonight, and he plays at both ends. He's attacking the game with speed offensively. He's reloading with meaningful strides, coming back into our zone. He's just playing a 200-foot game, a very complete game right now.
Did you want to get Matt Hunwick back on the left side? Is that why you switched the pairs?
No, we just rotated him around a little bit. You know, in the second period, we're having a little bit of problems, you know, executing out of our zone, and they were coming after us, and they had a couple power plays that gave them some momentum. So we didn't really like the pair, so we moved him around a little bit. I liked Matt's game tonight for coming back after all what he's been through to come into this building in a very, very big game, in a divisional game at that. Had a really good, solid game for us.
With Ristolainen, despite all the minutes, the physicality hasn't slowed down. Just what does that edge bring you to this team?
Well, I mean, it does throw a little bit of fear into the opponent. Like, if you're going to go into his corner, you're going to pay a price. If you go in front of the net, he's going to try to box you out with some physicality, he's not afraid to join the rush and get involved offensively. He's really playing some really good hockey for us as well.
How has Sherry looked in his return?
Sherry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's playing well. I mean, he's using his speed. Tonight, the Mittelstadt's line, they had some tough times in the defensive zone, but when they had the puck, they were really good. They were really attacking the game and got some ozone time. Would have liked to get them some more shots, you know, get that shot mentality back, but I really like the chemistry of that line.